This is the TTP, Tani Talks Parsha, where we talk about the Parsha of the week with some practical lessons to keep. We are here in Sefer Devarim. We have come to Parsha Ekev. A lot of times in Season 3, here on Tani Talks Parsha and beyond, God willing, we look at the idea of the name of the Parsha. We look at what can be alluded to, what can be learned from the name of the Parsha, what we could see from the Parsha itself. And of course, when we see the name Ekev, right away we see it comes from the idea of heel. We think about the idea of Yaakov, who also thinks about that, and we look at the idea of how it talks about it. And Chabad.org point out with the sources on this as well. It says in Perek Zayin, Pasuk Yud Bet, because you hearken to these laws, V'hayim Ekev Tishmeun elements, you know, to all these things. The commentaries dwell on the Hebrew word Ekev in this verse, in this Pasuk, an uncommon synonym for because. Many see a connection with the word Ekev, same spelling, different pronunciation, which means heel. Rashi interprets this as an allusion to those mitzvahs which a person tramples with his heels. The Torah is telling us to be equally diligent with all of God's commandments, no less with those that seem less significant to our finite minds. The Ibn Ezra and Nachmanides, the Ibn Ezra and Ramban, interpret it in the sense of in the end, in the heels of, or in the sense that the heel is at the extremely low part of the body, the extremity of the body, the reward being something that follows the action. A similar interpretation is given by Or HaChaim, who explains the true satisfaction of fulfillment comes at the end, the complete fulfillment of all of the mitzvahs, and by Rabbeinu Bechayai, who sees it as an illusion, that the reward we do receive in this world is but a lowly and marginal heel aspect of the true worth of the mitzvahs. Baal HaTorah gives a gematria explanation. The word Ekev is used because it has numerical value of 172, the number of words in the Ten Commandments. The Tzemach Tzedek points out, the third Chabad Rabbi sees that as a reference to Ikve de Mashiach, the generation of the heels of the Mashiach. The last generation of the exile is called the heels of Mashiach by our Chacham and by our sages, because they are the spiritually lowest generation due to the descent of the generations. It is the generation which the footsteps of Mashiach can already be heard. This is the generation that will hearken to these laws, as Rambam Maimonides writes. The Torah has already promised that the people of Israel will return to God at the end of the exile and will be immediately redeemed. Lubavitcher Rebbe says our commitment to Torah should be such that it permeates us entirely, that also our heel, the lowest and the least sensitive part and portion of the body, this lowest part hearkens to these laws, observes them, and does them. In other words, our relationship with Hashem should be and not confined to the holy days of the year or to certain holy hours we devote to prayer and study, but should also embrace our everyday activities. Indeed, this lowly and spiritually insensitive part of our life is the foundation of our relationship with Hashem, in the same way that the heel is the base upon which the entire body stands and moves. So really, there are many different explanations for using the word Ekev, using the word heel. Some of them being the idea that we trample upon different mitzvahs. Unfortunately, we trample upon different things that unfortunately we could easily do if we try a little better. I don't want to do that mitzvah. I'm not so good at that mitzvah. It's hard for me to do that. I don't really want to be involved in that. I'll find something else to do. We have to do what we can to not trample on mitzvahs. We have to do what we can to be involved in as many mitzvahs as possible, especially if they could brighten our day and the days of those around us. We can do what we can in the different aspects of the different areas of the different places. We can do what we can to not trample on things. We should do what we can to really be involved in the aspects of our life, to do what we can to be involved in things that we ordinarily might think to trample on. We might think not to take seriously, God forbid. We might think not to be involved in. We should do what we can to not trample on these things. And unfortunately, throughout history, many people have trampled upon us. The Jewish history is replete with examples. With different situations throughout history, people didn't realize our value, people didn't realize our worth, people didn't really realize what we could contribute to the society. They thought, what do they know? What are they good for? What are they going to contribute? Let's not utilize them to their talents, to their abilities, to their aspects, but of course they were wrong, and Hashem let us stay for many, many years since that, until this day and beyond. They really trampled us, and they tried to treat us not well, treat us as second-class citizens, or worse, treat us like beasts or animals, not having basic human rights, not having basic elements to life, which was terrible in many different aspects. But we have to understand and realize that we have to go beyond the heel, go beyond what people look at us, go beyond what people try to trample us and try to do to us, and realize that we are greater than them. We have more to contribute to this world. We're supposed to be an Or LaGoyim. We're supposed to be a shining light and a lightning rod to those around us. We're supposed to elevate the world. We're supposed to inspire the world and bring goodness to the world. Do what we can to bring light to the world, do what we can to bring a brightness to this world. Those who trample us, we should tell them, you can't trample us, you can't stamp on us, you can't walk all over us. Hashem will raise us up, Hashem will take us out, and all the other ones are lost to the history of time. The miracle of the Jews is fascinating to see, that many people have risen. I think this might be a quote from Mark Twain or someone else, that many have risen and fallen in their fame. The Greeks rose and the Romans rose. They made a great stand and a great noise, but they faded to the history of time. People tried to rise and people tried to come, but they were all lost to the sands of time. The Jews saw them all, beat them all, and really went beyond them all. The Jew has been around. It is the eternity, the miraculous nature of the Jew. The Jewish person is able to stand to the heels of time. We should understand that we have a mission, an ability to do what we can to not trample the mitzvahs, to not trample our lives, to not trample our ability. We have to go beyond the heel and understand that we should stand on our own two legs to make the world a better place. The Torah wants us to take care of all the mitzvahs. Hashem wants us to take care of all the mitzvahs and all the chesed we can, not just the ones that fully speak to us, not just the ones that fully utilize our talents, not just the ones that are totally in our purview, but the ones that go beyond our purview, the ones that go beyond the heel of the matter, the ones that push us out of our comfort zones. We have to do what we can to make sure to be involved, and also to make sure not just to learn things, but to follow through with action. Going all the way to the end of the mitzvah, making sure we fulfill the mitzvah to its end, to its proper aspect, to its proper solution. Understand it, to be involved in these things. We are closer to Mashiach than we've ever been before. We are in the Ikvein de Mashiach. We are in the times, the end of days, where we could almost hear the footsteps of Mashiach coming. We could almost hear that he's on the way. We could almost hear his footsteps. We could almost hear him galloping on the way, whether on a donkey or whatnot. Make sure to be involved in those mitzvahs, to make sure they permeate us entirely, that we hearken to them and observe them and do them. Make sure not to confine God to certain days of the year, but to be involved and permeate your life every single day of your life, every single day throughout your life. You see him, you hearken to him, you be involved in them. Make sure to use your heels, use your legs to propel you forward, to do what you can to make a difference in this world, to make the world a better place. We know that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of Gilui Reis, Shefichas HaDamim, and Avodah Zarah. We talk about this a lot on the Tani Talks radio the other day. We have to combat those things, whether it's a worship of money or worship of power, prestige. Obviously, immorality is rampant, and understand how to humiliate people and to go against the Sinas Chinam, which destroyed the second Beis HaMikdash. The solution, of course, as pointed out by the Chafetz Chaim and many other people, is the Ahavas Chinam. Really being involved in going above and beyond to have baseless love for all people. The destruction of the Mikdash came about because of baseless hatred, so the rebuilding can only become in the antidote of baseless love for all people. If we could find a way not to trample on people, not to use our heel to step on people, but to raise them up and to lift them up, to go beyond the heel for ourselves, to raise ourselves up, to go beyond what we think we can do, what we are comfortable with doing, to do what we can to make a difference in the world, maybe then we'll finally be Zoche. If we could use our heel not to trample mitzvahs, not to trample chesed opportunities, not to trample mitzvah opportunities and Torah opportunities around us, but to listen to another shir, to be involved in another good, kind act, to push ourselves to do more for the world, to contribute more to the world, and not just stamp on it, but to use our heel to really connect Akev, to really connect to ourselves, spiritually sensitive to all laws, to all mitzvahs, to all chesed, understand we're in the times of the Mashiach, to be involved in all the mitzvahs, be involved in all aspects of the mitzvahs, even the lowly aspects, being involved to see a mitzvah to its fruition, to its end, not to trample on the mitzvahs, and not to make them seem less significant in our lives. Do what we can to push ourselves to be involved in many mitzvahs day in and day out, especially to be involved in Avas Chinam. Maybe then we could finally be zochet to have the Beis Hamikdash come speedily in our days, and may that day, in fact, be today. Join us next time as we talk Tani Talks Parsha, where we talk about a Parsha of the week with some practical lessons to keep here on the TTP, and I'm your host, Tani.